Thank you all for coming. Well, welcome to Zeke's Gallery. Welcome to the launch of Vallum 3.2, Japanese Imaginings, and the launch also of our two chapbooks, the first two in our chapbook series. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our musicians, first of all, Emiko Toguchi and Bruno Deschen, who will be playing also at intermission and then later on this evening. I'll say a few words about them later on, but I just want to say thank you very much for the lovely introductory atmospheric music. I also have to do the usual Zeke's Gallery announcements. So Zeke would like to thank the Centre de Musique Canadienne, which presents...
Oh, that's from last time.
He would like to thank assorted people in French, but we're not going to do that right now. The fire exits, because the apocalypse often strikes here, are the windows, the back windows, the side windows, but first and foremost, the front door and the stairs. So if you can't get out the front door, jump carefully out the windows. If there is a fire, not just... For fun. This evening will also be recorded, and if you'd like to check out the Zeke's Gallery blog, there's MP3 postings of more or less everything that goes on here, which is really neat to have access to the Montreal literary, musical, and so forth community. And I think there's also podcasts, iTunes, some sort of connection there, which you can probably click on some icon and find out more about. I also would like to ask you to turn off cell phones and noisemakers and babies at this time. Smoking is allowed, but probably not encouraged because of the aforementioned babies. I also want to talk about a couple of upcoming shows here at Zeke's this month. On March 2nd, or this spring, this last winter, end of winter, March 2nd is Cinema Abattoir Slaughterhouse Cinema, which is next Thursday, I guess. And I think that's all that's going on right now, but keep checking the blog, keep downloading those MP3s, and you'll find out more about what's going on here. There's also a plea to buy beer from Zeke's and, you know, from Alcoholics Anonymous, presumably, because the gallery needs $200 more to make March's rent, so help support those who support arts in Montreal, and drink your face off in the process. You can also buy memberships to the gallery, so ask Zeke about that at intermission. I also want to say a few words about what's available in the context of the Vallum launch. There are chapbooks for sale at the back, as well as a back issue of Vallum and the current issue, Japanese Imaginings, which we're here to celebrate tonight with local writers. And if you buy any of these books, either the chapbooks or either of the issues of Vallum, you get a chance to be entered in a draw. And this draw will allow you to win a number of lovely things donated by local businesses that you should also support, including something from the Japanese paper store, which you might know, lovely package of origami paper, and also a secret package of sewn together paper, which is mysterious but probably lovely. As well, we have a laminated, from courtesy of Zuber's Papeterie, we have a laminated inside cover of the Vallum 3.2 Japanese Imaginings by the artist Judith Miller, which is really lovely. We also have from An Amour de Thé, a tea shop in Outremont, which smells really, really good. We have a couple of little packages of tea. We have a gift box, one of the big brown wood boxes for Maisonneuve magazine, a Vallum subscription for 1 year, and a Carve magazine gift package. So for all of these wonderful gifts, you'll have to buy a book and enter the draw. So without further ado, I want to introduce the readers, but I also want to say something about the... total gong show here tonight, about one of the men who helped make this possible, Taylor Mignot, who's our Japanese contributing editor, and who managed to make Vallum a local magazine, but also help us make it a truly international magazine. We obviously have a great poetry community here in Montreal, but we're trying to branch out with this issue to Japan, but also to writers across the world, and Taylor was instrumental in making this happen. So I encourage you to buy an issue of the magazine, read his preface in it, have a look at the poems, and keep enjoying Vallum, which I'm sure you've all been supporting already. Our next two issues are the upcoming spring issue, the Desert issue, and then later on in the fall we'll have the Wonder issue. So those are less international in focus, but they're definitely, they'll be pan-global for sure. I also would like to thank the editors of Vallum, of course, who make it all possible, Joshua Auerbach and Helen Stimatos-Auerbach, who are also here tonight if you'd like to speak to them at intermission about, you know, the wonder of editing a poetry magazine in Montreal. So we're going to start off with... Angela Luke, John LaFranco, and Helen Zimatos. I'm going to introduce them in reverse order, then they can come up and read, and then you won't have to listen to me for quite as long. So first we have Helen Zimatos is one of the co-founding editors at Vallum. She's been a finalist for the National Magazine Awards and for the Santa Fe Writers Project, and she's also launching her chapbook tonight, so if you'd like her to sign the chapbook at intermission, I'm sure she'd be glad to do so for you. John LaFranco divides his time between running, teaching, writing, and eating. Old Men Crying is his first collection of poetry, and it may or may not be published this year by Guernica Editions, depending on the mood of the publisher. Aerobic Capacity is a chapbook forthcoming from Frog Hollow Press, and it'll come out in 2007. And Angela Luke is an award-winning haiku and tanka poet whose work has been published in journals in Canada, the US, the UK, and Japan. She's the co-editor, along with Maxianne Berger, of Sun Through the Blinds, Montreal Haiku Today, and the editor of Tulip Haiku and Rose Haiku for Flower Lovers and Gardeners. Flower Heart, a collection of her haiku inspired by flowers, will be launched on May 9th at the Fraser Hickson Library. So I encourage you to support those artists. And I'd like to welcome Angela Luke.